The Human Podcast features weekly service audio from the Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia. Please visit us at human.org.
My name is Shelley Negrani. I am a member of this congregation and your worship associate for today. Together with all of the people who have contributed to this online service, especially our video editor, Mark Sewell, I welcome you to Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North, which we affectionately call Human. In the words of Reverend Sherry Woodbury, "Welcome who come in friendship, who long for genuine community. May you be graciously received here as your authentic self. Welcome who come in curiosity, full of questions, or simply open. May you embrace wonder and encounter new delights. Welcome who come heavy with fatigue, weary from the troubles of the world or the troubles of your particular life. May you rest and be filled in this sacred space. Whoever you are, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, whomever you love, you are welcome here. If you are visiting with us for the first time, a special welcome. Thank you so much for choosing to spend your Sunday morning with us. We invite you to fill out our online visitor form that you can find on the homepage of our website, human.org. A member of the membership team will be reaching out to you to answer any questions that you might have. Everyone is invited to join us for virtual coffee and conversation after the service at 10:45. The link for the gathering can be found on the homepage of our website. And now I invite you to become conscious of your breathing. Take a breath. Relax your shoulders. Let go of the week you have just had. Let go of the week coming up. And be here in this moment now, sharing this virtual space with the rest of the human congregation.
Good morning. Marcus Aurelius writes, "Observe that all things take place by change. For everything that exists is, in a manner, the seed of that which will be." So, we are the seed. And just what will we be?
Good morning. Chalice Lighting, Drawn Together by Jennifer Grayson. We come together every week, bound not by a creed or a mutual desire to please one God or many gods, yet we are drawn together by a belief that how we are in the world, who we are together, matters. We light this chalice together in the knowledge that love, not fear, can change this world.
Long, long time ago, 14 frogs were sitting on a log. Then, three of them decided to jump into the water. How many frogs were left on the log? The correct answer is 14. Because there's a big difference between deciding to do something and actually doing it.
I'm not the same person that I was at the beginning of this pandemic. I was someone who didn't have much of a problem with change. From the time I was born until I was in my 50s, I never lived in the same house 2 years in a row. I was never somebody that had a problem with responsibility. I was a single mother of three children. I ran a couple of businesses and nonprofit organizations, and I was comfortable in those roles. Over this year, I have found myself becoming more and more averse to the idea of change. There's comfort in having every day be the same. And when something was going to happen that was different, even if it was something that I really wanted to have happen, I would get anxious about it. And when the situation in the world is such that there's most things, the majority of things, I had no control over, I found myself turning into someone who wanted someone else to take control, someone else to make it work. And I became more passive. So now, as we're coming out of the pandemic, I don't know who I'm gonna be. I don't know what I'll be like. I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna go back to exactly what I was. I'm not going to stay the way I am. I'll be something different. One of the constants that I've relied on over this year has been human. And I'm feeling a little anxious that there are going to be changes when we come back together. I'm anxious about coming back together. So I wanted to share with you some words of comfort that I found on the homepage of the UUA website in a letter written by the association president. This isn't the full letter. I encourage you to go to the UUA website and read Susan's letter to the association. She says, "Be humane and realistic with expectations of ourselves and others. Remember, the goal is not perfection. The most important values in this time are care and compassion. We've experienced a year of traumatic disruption and loss. Be realistic as leaders and convey realistic expectations to your congregations. There are well-founded concerns that multi-platform ministry will require additional work without additional staff and volunteer capacity. It's important to have honest conversations about our capabilities and expectations, and keep in mind that significant changes might be overwhelming, even if dearly wanted. In the midst of so much loss and tragedy, it has been the life-saving practices of centering care, inclusion, collaboration, and compassion that have held and guided us so well. Finding ways to share ministry, to partner across congregations, and lean on each other has been a gift this year, and one we can continue to draw on as we move forward. These are the values and tools that will continue to guide us. So, as I face the coming time with anxiety and trepidation, I'm going to remind myself of these words, and I'm going to choose to believe that the leadership of human is guided by the principles of care and compassion, and will make the best choices for the congregation, for human. I really do look forward to seeing everyone again, even when I'm really anxious about it.
Hi, Jeremy, Sophia. Oh, it's so good to see you. So good to see you. I so miss seeing you all the young adults back in the corner of the sanctuary. That's beautiful. I don't know about you, but I can feel it in my bones that we're turning the corner on this pandemic that shall not be named. And in the not too distant future, we'll be at COVID safety phase green and we'll be fully open once again. Finally, after more than a year, things will return to normal.
Normal? What makes you think things are going to return to normal?
Or that things were normal to begin with prior to the pandemic.
Yeah, Dave, didn't you know that since the year 2000, there are 24 fewer UU churches, 12,000 fewer Unitarian Universalists, and 27,000 fewer children in our RE programs?
Yes, this is a 43% decrease in the UUA's children's participation. Come on, Dave, you should know this.
Gosh, did you say 27,000 fewer kids? Wow, I did not know this. And what's wrong with you? Who keeps such facts and figures about Unitarian Universalism on the tip of their tongue?
Who keeps such facts and figures? Dave, who doesn't?
Yeah, Dave, we live, eat, and breathe Unitarian Universalism. And poetry.
Okay. Let me think about this. Oh, wow. I didn't know this. I didn't know that since the year 2000, there are 24 fewer UU churches, 12,000 fewer Unitarian Universalists, and 27,000 fewer children in our religious education programs. That's a decrease of 43% in the UUA children's participation. That's shocking. And not only that, after looking at the data, the rate of decrease in children's participation is increasing. It's going like this. Just last year alone, UUism lost 3,400 children. And despite many youth growing up UU in our religious education programs, once they become young adults, they also seem to become essentially non-existent in UUism. We're not doing a very good job of retaining our youth, keeping them as Unitarian Universalists into young adulthood. Now, wasn't Einstein known to have said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? Faced with such numbers, we as a denomination simply cannot continue to do the same things we've been doing and expect different results. That would be gross negligence on our part. Insanity. Rather than going back to normal, maybe, as our young adults Sophia and Jeremy said, maybe they're right. Maybe it's time to go back to like an abnormal. At the start of the pandemic, business consultant Simon Sinek, author of the books Start With Why and The Infinite Game, was recorded speaking to his staff in some unplanned off-the-cuff remarks. Here's some of what he said. He said, "These are not unprecedented times. There are many cases, list of cases where change, something unexpected, has put companies out of business and made other companies come out stronger. The invention of the internet put many companies out of business, the ones who could not reinvent their companies for the internet age, but rather doubled down on the old way of doing business. When Starbucks moved into neighborhoods, many coffee shops went out of business, not because of Starbucks, but because they refused to change the way they did business. They still had an old ripped up couch when they could have offered a better product. Uber is putting taxi cabs out of business, not because of Uber, but because taxis refuse to change. An app can't put you out of business. This is not unprecedented, this pandemic. And so it's now for us to say, not how do we do what we're doing, but rather how do we do what we're doing in a different world, and the world is different." He continued, "The companies that are struggling are those that are in survival mode rather than reinvention mode. Regardless of how much money they have, it's the mindset, survival versus reinvention. It's not how are we going to get through this, but how are we going to change to get through this? The opportunity is what we will be, not how do we preserve what we had. I'm watching companies reinvent themselves," he continues, "saying, what could we be? How will we bring our message to people in a different, in a new way? And if you think you're going to do the same old thing that you've been doing from the same old way, I got some bad news. Because that ship has sailed. Yet now, the opportunity is magical." Simon Sinek. I agree with him that the opportunity is magical. Donna Melcher is leading us in our Planting the Future sessions. And the purpose of that is this very topic. How can we take advantage of this opportunity of coming out of this pandemic? How can we reach people in a new way? How can we reinvent ourselves? This might be a good time to reinvent ourselves. Recent Pew surveys on religion have proven what really has not been any secret to most, that religious denominations and congregations in the United States are declining in membership. Yet as Unitarian Universalists, our open, free, and flexible faith offers something unique and relevant that other denominations don't offer. John C. Green, a political scientist who worked on the Pew studies, says, "There certainly has been an increase in the number of people who are open to the kind of ideas that Unitarian Universalists have championed. Whether they can convert them into members, joining them is an open question. But the opportunity is certainly there. Yes, the magical opportunity certainly is here in our return to the abnormal. Well, it's actually out there. I believe that the pandemic has affected people in surprising ways. One way is that many people who took social interactions and community for granted may now be hungry for those things in new ways. And if they are hungry, we can provide a religious community for them. Because I believe that our ideas are well positioned to satisfy that hunger. Yet it remains to be seen whether or not we can connect with them in the first place, rather than expect them to plug into what we do, into what we've been doing. How might we reinvent ourselves, do our work differently, so that we can meet them where they are? How can we provide more easy, numerous, and varied connection points to those who already subscribe to our values and ideals, yet don't really know us? How will we bring our message to people in a different way, in a new way? The opportunity is not how do we preserve what we had, but what will we be?
Never has it been more true than now. We extinguish this flame, but the sparks within us remain alight. From each of us in our supposed solitude, the signals buzz and hum, sparkling through space, one to another, connecting us invisibly but palpably. We are one, and from every window our light shines.
UU theologian James Luther Adams writes, "Spiritually significant change takes place only when one discovers that they must make a decision for a way of life that distinguishes them and their whole orientation from those who have not made such a decision." Well, may we not be frogs either. May we not simply decide to do something, but may we actually do something. Yeah, let's do that. We can do that. Go in peace and enjoy your week.
The Unitarian Universalist Metro Atlanta North Congregation of Roswell, Georgia, thanks you for listening to the Human Podcast. You'll find links to additional service audio and video at our website, human.org. That's UUMAN.org. Please join us for Sunday service, currently held online at 10 a.m. We also offer online Sunday school at 10 a.m. for preschool ages on up. Online adult exploration classes and high school age classes are held Sundays at 11:15 a.m. Background music, courtesy of Tim Moore from Pixabay.